Summer loving had me a blast.
Summer loving happened so fast.
I met a girl crazy for me.
Met a boy cute as can be.
Summer days drifted away to other summer nights.
Let's do the show. Let's see what I've got lined up here tonight. Who is here? Yep.
If all the
right, let's go. Done.
Picture this.
We're coming there. We're getting there. We're about to the rock and roll.
Here's the easiest way to preserve food without electricity.
Done. Told them. Done. Told them. Here we go. A little bit of commentary.
I'm Kevin Bloody Wilson. You know, I'm just an average bloke. I'm certainly not political. But at $33 billion a year, I don't think Australia needs a voice. What we need's a fucking audit.
So today we're going to hit on a real cool one, which is Mercury. Check this. Free energy. See that? See that spinning? That's the magic of Mercury. Now, they tell us to stay away from Mercury because it's toxic, but they also tell you that it's toxic because it's toxic to the profits of J.P. Morgan Chase and the Rockefellers and all the other people who bought out the energy industries so that they could put a meter on something and charge it to you, right? That's the whole thing. Check those right here. Mercury on top of a light bulb spinning. And the thing is the spinning is very fascinating because when you look at the old buildings from the old world, the sacred buildings, they used to have these brass balls and they loaded them up with mercury and they put them real high up so that they could gather atmospheric energy, which is free energy. The higher you go up, the more energy that's up there. And they would run, for example, a copper wire down into their home and they could use that if they wanted free energy or to light their light bulbs or whatever things that they had in the home. A lot of this is never disclosed because, for example, when we look at all of these things from the past, we start to look at a lot of things were about electrical conductivity. Look at that. They all look like conductors, right? Sacred.
My mother did have stage 4 cancer. She was given less than 3 months to live. In combination with 2 great drugs and turkey tail, she now has no detectable tumors. She started in June of 2009. A year later, her tumors had disappeared. Turkey tail grows virtually in every woodland of the world. This mushroom has been the subject of a breast cancer clinical study. And in combination with conventional medicines, helps increase immunity and helps patients be able to fight tumors. My mother did have stage 4 cancer. She was given less than 3 months to live. In combination with 2 great drugs and turkey tail, she now...
The police were around and my friend was ready to buck.
Anyone ever actually listen to the lyrics of the song by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Californication, which was, keep in mind, written almost 25 years ago?
This is the only thing I'm going to fucking say on the matter. Giving them a say will mean more of our kids reach their potential. That's what the voice is about. Jonathan Thurston literally reached his potential all the way to the tippy top without the fucking voice. What the fuck are you talking about? This is literally the most ridiculously ironic bullshit paid promotion bollocks I've ever fucking read in my life. This is worse than the last fucking 3 years. Thurston, pull your fucking head in, mate. What are you doing? What are you doing out there telling the kids of Australia and the First Nations people's kids that they can't do what you fucking did? What is your problem, mate?
I woke up with a horrible earache. My wife brought me a warm onion and told me to hold it on my ear.
She knows.
It freaking worked. I woke up with a horrible earache. My wife brought me a warm onion and told me to hold it on my ear.
She knows.
Am I like hearing this correctly? Raisins reduce fevers and fight infections? Well, the answer is yes. Soak those raisins for an hour and then you're going to make a paste out of them. That's all. Grab raisins when your children are sick. Look it up. Am I like hearing this correct?
So I just cured my daughter's strep throat homeopathically, and I'm super excited because strep throat is like the only thing I have not been able to cure for myself or my kids without antibiotics, which I really don't want to do. So I saw on TikTok that if you juice a potato and drink the juice, it kills the strep like right away. My 14-year-old daughter got super bad strep. It hit and it hit fast, came over her like right away and got really bad super fast. juiced a potato, had her drink it, gone within a couple hours. I kid you not. So just so you know, that works.
Did you know the pineapple juice is 500% more effective at helping you to stop coughing than cough syrup? Fresh pineapple contains a substance known as bromelain. It is a specific type of enzyme that has anti-inflammatory characteristics, which can combat infections and eradicate bacteria. Nature's flu shots, juice of 6 fresh lemons, 1 bulb of garlic, 2 teaspoons of ginger powder, 2 teaspoons of honey, 3 cups of pineapple juice, and 1 quarter teaspoon of cayenne powder. And away you go.
Conversation never gets repetitive because there's always new material coming to light about the real agenda behind the Uluru Statement from the Heart. It's not just...
This one is very fascinating. 14. Oh, actually, I might have even published this. Dismantling the Jew. Let's see if we go with this.
Autism.
The same regional center that gave him the diagnosis, the same group of people reversed his diagnosis.
Something else that reversed, the amount of mercury in his system. It went from a high level of 13 to what's considered almost negligible, 0.5. No longer considered autistic.
No longer considered autistic. That was a big day.
We see children that come through that are severely autistic and, you know, within a year they're mainstreamed in school and out of the spectrum. Some children turn around in a number of months, other children take years.
We started with a special diet. We started with lots of supplementation geared at healing his body, helping his body detox from the heavy metal exposure he had. We did chelation, missile B12 injections. We rented a hyperbaric oxygen chamber for our house.
Self-stimulatory behaviors that we saw so much of are all gone.
He's not covering up his ears. We went from the baby who had no language and no social interaction and was lost in his own world to a child who is very verbal and very social.
Next tonight into that question I mentioned, is your TV watching and listening to you? New smart TVs with internet connections able to transmit your private conversations. Here's ABC's Rebecca Jarvis.
Hello, Mr. Yakamoto.
A warning tonight straight out of Minority Report.
How those assorted tank tops work out for you?
From Samsung, your smart TV is watching you.
Go to Smart Hub?
The latest technology that turns your voice into a remote so that you can scan YouTube, choose a movie, or change channels just by speaking can also hear your private conversations.
YouTube.
We gave Samsung's latest model a test.
Once I press this button, everything I say into this device is getting recorded and could be shared with a third party.
It's as cool as it is creepy.
People have this expectation that the conversations that they have in their own home or what they choose to watch, this kind of data, is really private.
Samsung's privacy policy telling consumers, please be aware that if your spoken words include personal or other information, they will be captured and transmitted to a third party. The company adding that they do this to improve the features of their televisions.
Do you believe in the existence of a soul or that we do have a soul? What if I told you that I found scientific proof and then I went a little deeper down the rabbit hole to discover a lot more stuff? So let's get started. This article goes through a scientific study that basically reveals that scientists from Cambridge University using fMRI discovered the location of the soul. The study was run by Dr. Monroe and Dr. Langhani, and they spent 3 years studying thousands of scans obtained with a technology called fMRI. They used to ask their subjects to do a task or think of something just so that they would see which part of the brain would light up. But when they would ask the subjects to pray or meditate, only one place in every brain would light up, and that part was the pineal gland, or pineal gland, not sure how it's pronounced. Don't come after me for that. English isn't my first language. And what's interesting is in history and ancient history, the pineal gland is actually known as the third eye or the doorway to the soul. Weird, right? I know. But it gets even more interesting because I went down the rabbit hole of, does the soul have any weight? And in the early 1900s, a doctor performed this test. He would take dying patients, put them on a scale, a very sensitive scale, and as they're dying, he would record how much they weighed. And every single patient that he weighed was exactly 21 grams less when they died, meaning the soul weighs 21 grams, which is weird. Let me show you. So in this article, it actually goes through this entire theory of this doctor because he only had a limited amount of patients that he did this to. So it's known as a theory. But if you guys go look this up, you can read the entire scientific study. But then it gets weirder because I actually went and tried to look up what the pineal gland does, what it's made out of, and it is a little weird considering it's called the third eye. Let me show you. The reference to being the third eye is quite ironic considering the anatomy of the pineal gland has a lens, cornea, and retina, as does the actual eye. Weird, right? Then I got sent down a rabbit hole because somebody commented on one of my videos and they said, did you know that when the sperm fertilizes the egg under an electron microscope, it actually emits a light? Could that be the soul entering the formation of a new human being? Let me show you the video. Whoa, isn't that cool? But that's not where I stopped. I wanted to know why 21 grams. It seems like a significant number because it's a significant number to the elites, to the Egyptian and the whole study of numerology. So I went to the Hebrew Bible and also the Bible just to see it's significant. And this is in short form. In short, 21 is associated with exceeding spiritual completion and the trait of righteousness and the ability to overcome. But as usual, I want to know what you guys think. So we start that discussion and then you guys give me so many ideas that it pretty much sends me down the craziest rabbit holes. But I want to know, what do you guys think and what do you guys know about the soul and have you had any cool experiences that you can share with
pull up, and they start releasing several hundred illegal immigrants to city streets and sidewalks in San Diego across from a China.
Notice that they're all going that way, and then they got to show the blue guy, the Israeli blue color.
People were on this bus from as far away as China and Pakistan, and keep in mind, these buses are not from Texas. They're not Greg Abbott's buses. These are the Biden administration's buses.
See, they're playing both sides. Okay, they're going to blame this.
There are 7 unexpected benefits from using baking soda. And most of you probably have baking soda in your refrigerator to help decrease odors. And you may also know that it's good for removing stains in your carpet and to use as a kitchen cleaner. But there's some other really interesting benefits that you probably didn't hear about. Now, what is baking soda? It is sodium bicarbonate. About 4 million years ago, in the area of Wyoming, there was a salty lake that dried up to form what is called trona deposits. And these deposits are basically sodium carbonate. So that's what they make sodium bicarbonate from, sodium carbonate. So most of the baking soda sold in the world comes from this one place in Wyoming. So let's talk about number one. You can use it as a teeth whitener because it does whiten your teeth, but it can also be used as a mouthwash to help reduce bacteria in your mouth, especially the ones that cause bad breath. Now, what's fascinating about this is that these microbes exist in a certain pH, and they cannot exist in different pHs. And so when you alkalize the mouth, you make an environment very difficult for certain acid bacteria to grow, as well as the bacteria that make tartar and plaquing. And so baking soda is really good to reduce plaquing in your teeth. And it can be used as a mild abrasive to help clean the teeth as well. So you just take a tablespoon of baking soda and a tablespoon of water, mix it up, and brush your teeth. All right, that's number one. All right, number two, you can use it as a natural deodorant. Normally, sweat does not have any odor. It's the bacteria that gives you the odor. And like I just said in number one, baking soda being alkaline changes the pH and can create an environment where these microbes cannot exist. So you basically take 4 tablespoons of baking soda and 4 tablespoons of either olive oil or coconut oil, mix it up, and use it as a natural deodorant. Now, I would also add an essential oil to give it a certain aroma. You can use lemon, you can use cinnamon, you can even use lavender, or even sandalwood. You can just add a couple drops and then keep it in the refrigerator and use it as needed. All right, number three, you can use it to degrade pesticides on your vegetables. In one study, baking soda was found to be the most effective method of removing certain pesticides from vegetables, which is quite interesting, and I'll put that research down below in the description. And so, of course, you want to buy organic, but if you can't always buy organic, and they spray with a pesticide or maybe a chemical to kill worms, you can basically soak these vegetables in some baking soda for about 12 to 15 minutes and then rinse them off. That's going to greatly help remove some of these chemicals from your vegetables. All right, number four, itchy skin. Like, let's say, for example, you had a bee sting or some insect bite. You can apply baking soda directly on your skin to help greatly reduce itching. It can also help with poison ivy. All right, number five, prolonged fasting. Okay, so let's say you're going to fast for 72 hours or longer. What happens is you're in such a state of ketosis that your body's going to be excessively acid. And so a little baking soda can help reduce that acidity. Now, you don't have to use much. I'm talking about maybe 1/8 teaspoon in some water. Drink it down, and that can help curb this acidity. Now, why is acidity bad? It's not really bad, but sometimes it can give you a certain odor in your breath that you may not enjoy or people around you might not appreciate. All right, number six, toenail fungus. Like I said in number one and two, changing the pH can greatly alter the environment for certain microbes to exist. There's a fascinating research article that I put in the description that talks about altering the pH, making the pH more alkaline to inhibit viruses and certain gram-negative bacteria. And I'm not going to mention the virus that they're going to talk about. You can check it out before, but I will give you a little hint. It's a current virus that everyone's concerned about right now. But it's a fascinating research article that you'll have to check out. But adding some baking soda to toenail fungus, like an athlete's foot, can reduce the growth of that organism. All right, number seven, you can use it for mouth ulcers. Again, mouth ulcers are usually caused by a virus, okay? So by changing the pH, you can put this virus back into remission and get rid of these viruses.
They have bad breath. Halitosis is a main cause. By the time you got halitosis, you are loaded, because that's worm urine and worm droppings that you're breathing out. So it's no wonder your breath's bad. Critters, when they pee, that's called ammonia. So just go to a doctor, have a blood test, and see what level of ammonia is in your blood. If you have ammonia in your blood, that's called worm urine. That's what it is. So we have a test to see if you've got a lot of worms. If you're on a fast and you're fasting and you're on a diet and you get a headache, you got the headache because the worms are all peeing, trying to get you to eat something else. They're trying to make you sick so you'll get off of what you're doing and start eating. So you take some arginine and ornithine, and a matter of 20 minutes, if the headache's gone, you've neutralized the worm urine and you know that you're loaded. All children that have little tiny pimples on the backs of their arms, or little tiny pimples here on the edges of their cheeks have five varieties of critters in them. Five varieties. It's time to deworm, and it's time to get them out. Now, what I found out is that vibration and frequency is everything. It is literally everything. If you take an aspirin, it changes the way you vibrate. And so it blocks the nerves so that you can't feel pain. If you take deworming programs, you change your vibration, and you change your vibration so dramatically that the worms and parasites either have to get out of you, this is no longer a good home, or they die in you. And then your lungs and your liver and all that stuff handle it. And you do it with water. And out of all of this, I handled my cancer, my stomach and esophagus cancer, which is a terminal problem. I am the only, that I know, survivor of stomach and esophagus cancer in this nation. I'm the only one that I know. All right? I did it with frequency. A man by the name of Royal Rife in 1934 had a microscope and invented a particular device. I found one of his original devices. I used it, and it got rid of my cancer, and I haven't had it since. Now, that was in 1934. So you can see what they've held from you. So what we did is we looked at Nikola Tesla. Mm-hmm. We looked at all his equipment. We did all his stuff. Hey. And I went out searching out original pieces of his equipment. I own more pieces of original Tesla equipment than any other.
Yeah, pretty full-on stuff, guys. Pretty full-on stuff. There's no doubt about it.
It's well past time to open your eyes.
Let's have a quick break.
Do your own research.
What's your, all sorts of stuff, mate. I just share everything. Yeah. That, I don't actually have a name to him. Yeah, he's a speaker somewhere back in time. Don't get it, man. Yeah, sometimes I get shared from other people. So I don't get to actually know sometimes who the speaker is, sadly enough, but I can vouch for it.
Oh, so let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. Now that's back from high school algebra, but let's take a look. First we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we can
Billy Boy Gates.
The important message that we need Australians to get vaccinated as quickly as possible. In line with that, I do encourage all Australians to please go and book your vaccinations as soon as you can, if you haven't already done so.
United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
Yep, one day, maybe not my day.
Your body needs one teaspoon.
This is good.
Of sugar.
Listen up.
To maintain a blood sugar of 75 to 85. If you go a half a teaspoon up, you're diabetic. A half a teaspoon down, you're dead. So I looked at the government. What are they telling us to eat? So they want you to keep your added sugars limited to 50 grams a day. That's added sugars. Okay. Then your carbohydrates, they want you to eat 275 grams a day. That equates to 1 1/4 cup plus 7 teaspoons of sugar. How much sugar does your body need to maintain a normal blood sugar? 1 teaspoon. And now you're eating, it's 67 times that. It's 67
Holy
teaspoons.
Shit.
That's how much that is.
Bloody believable. Unbloody believable.
Million people who are receiving those free government-issued at-home COVID tests. The extraction tube in many of the kids includes
no,
a
it's
chemical
gone really
that
well,
can
Ketrick.
Be harmful.
Don't you worry about
even
it.
Deadly.
Narcotic.
It's colorless, tasteless, odorless. It's a powder that's found in things like airbags and pest control solutions. Maya Belay from our Cleveland station checks in with Poison Control for a look at the potential dangers.
Ohio poison control centers are sounding the alarm surrounding a liquid substance called sodium azide, found in some at-home COVID testing kits that could be toxic to children as well as adults.
Well.
Our toxicology community has been both surprised that this was the ingredient in some of the kits and also concerned. We have seen exposures in all age groups.
The Drug and Poison Information Center at Cincinnati Children's Hospital reports an increase in calls to their hotline related to accidental exposure to the substance.
Killing
so
us.
Far, nearly 40 exposures were reported there, and the problem is nationwide.
We are one of 55 poison control centers.
I love
centers,
you. Just remember, Mike, they love you.
Centers have been reporting a similar finding, and there have been more
and
than
they want
a
everything up your nose. They love you, man.
Well, yes.
Out of respect for you and your show, I've brought some facts. Would you? If you'd like, well, actually.
You just get the fuck out of here. This is not the place.
I thought you'd like facts.
We love facts. I love facts.
I wouldn't have mentioned it. I'm English, and you know that politeness is our fundamental religion. But they do pertain to this issue, so may I say something?
Please,
if they
please
inconvenience you, I'll stop saying them. The pandemic created at least 40 new big pharma billionaires. Pharmaceutical corporations like Moderna and Pfizer made $1,000 of profit every second from the COVID-19 vaccine. More than two-thirds of Congress received campaign funding from pharmaceutical companies in the 2020 election. Pfizer chairman Albert Bourla told Time magazine in July 2020 that his company was developing a COVID vaccine for the good of humanity, not for money. And of course, Pfizer made $100 billion in profit in 2022. Right. And may I just mention that finally, and this is also a fact, that you, the American public, funded the development of that. The German public funded the BioNTech vaccine. When it came to the profits, they took the profits. When it came to the funding, you paid for the funding. All I'm querying is this.
Yes.
Is if you have an economic system in which pharmaceutical companies benefit hugely from medical emergencies, where a military-industrial complex benefits from war, where energy companies benefit from energy crises, you are going to generate states of perpetual crisis where the interests of ordinary people are separate from the interests of the elite.
And just after that, he gets victimized all through the media. Very, very interesting. Just a coincidence, but very interesting. Who would have thunk it? Wonder why. Unbloody believable.
Whatever you think, whatever you believe about the, should we say, the ontology, the reality or otherwise of these alternate worlds, they are in themselves remarkable.
Yep. Don't want to know about your remarkable world, to be honest with you. Things are looking a little bit shit. Your smart TV is watching you. Hello, I'm watching you. I'm watching you.
You watch your TV, but with this hack, your TV can watch you. Show us how that works.
So one of the things that we were able to do with the smart TV platform was actually abuse the browser to the extent that we could actually gain access to the camera that's built into the TV. And so what we can prove here is that with a little bit of extra code, we can turn the camera on in your browser.
Wow.
And while this is evident to you right here because we've designed it that way, this is something that we can do invisibly and actually have the camera running behind the web page that you're looking at.
So what this means is I could be sitting here watching TV from my bedroom, and you could be anywhere in the world looking at this image of me watching.
Yep, I could be sitting on a laptop in a cafe in Paris, and as long as I have a network connection, I'd be able to get into your TV and access the camera.
The kind of scary big things about it is that it doesn't actually give any indication that the camera's on, and there is no little LED that shows up when the camera's on.
Big
so it could
pervert.
Actually be watching you, and you never even know.
What is a smart TV, and why is it a playground essentially for hackers?
Right.
Really?
It's a computer. So instead of just being, you know, a tube and some other electronics, now it has a web browser, and it has, you know, a lot of devices are running Linux.
But the real danger is when people start using smart TVs for things like online banking, we can take a popular bank address and translate that into a different IP address to a site that directs to a site that we control. So it may look like your bank's login, but you're actually entering a username and password that goes to us instead of your bank.
In a statement to CNN Money, Samsung says it takes consumer privacy very seriously. The camera can be turned into the bezel of the TV so that the lens is covered or disabled by pushing the camera inside the bezel. The TV owner can also unplug the TV from the home network when the smart TV features are not in use. As an added precaution, we also recommend that customers use encrypted wireless access points when using connected devices.
Oh, yeah, right. So now I've got to be a freaking technician or something to not have my TV fucking look at me. Stupid freaking technology. This is getting beyond a joke. I don't want anyone freaking looking at me. What are you, a bunch of perverts? Oh, look. We can watch him sitting there. Fucking rolling a cigarette, man. Oh, wow. This is freaking fun. What a bunch of dodgy dicks. And what a world, man. This is how bad it's got. It's got really bad. It's got really bad. Perverts. Big brother's a big pervert.
In 1940, George Orwell wrote, "Almost certainly we are moving into an age of totalitarian dictatorships, an age in which freedom of thought will be at first a deadly sin and later on a meaningless abstraction. The autonomous individual is going to be stamped out of existence." George Orwell's dystopian novel 1984 is a work of fiction, but much that is depicted in it reflects the political realities of many nations, past and present. At least three-quarters of what Orwell narrates is not negative utopia, but history, Umberto Eco wrote. Referring to his time spent in Belgrade under communist rule, Lawrence Durrell wrote that, "Reading 1984 in a communist country is really an experience, because one can see it all around one." In this video, we are going to explore some of the similarities between the totalitarian systems of the 20th century and Orwell's 1984. And as will become evident, many of these totalitarian traits are re-emerging in the modern world. This investigation will be conducted in the recognition that totalitarianism relies on mass support. And so, contemporary societies desperately need more people to withdraw their support of this brutal form of rule. Shortly after 1984 was published, Orwell explained, "The moral to be drawn from this dangerous nightmare situation is a simple one. Don't let it happen. It depends on you." Totalitarianism is a political system whereby a centralized state apparatus attempts to control virtually all aspects of life. Everything within the state, nothing outside the state, nothing against the state, the Italian dictator Mussolini succinctly put it. While totalitarianism can emerge under the guise of various political ideologies, in the 20th century it was communism and fascism that provided the ideological support for this type of rule. Communism and fascism are often viewed as being on opposite ends of the political spectrum, but in the manner they were put into practice in the 20th century, both of these systems displayed the characteristics of the totalized, all-controlling state. Both used force and propaganda to attain power, crush economic and civil liberties, smother culture, partake in mass surveillance, and to terrorize the citizenry with psychological warfare and eventually mass imprisonment and mass murder. Speaking of Stalin's communist Russia and Hitler's Nazi Germany, Orwell explained, "The two regimes, having started from opposite ends, are rapidly evolving towards the same system, a form of oligarchical collectivism. In the communist and fascist political systems of the 20th century and in 1984, the totalitarian regime maintained a tight grip of control on the populace through the use of manufactured fear."
Okay, that's a quite a long one, actually. That's about, shit. Oh, yeah, it's nearly a 20-minute. Alright, I might actually bookmark that little sucker and put her up just as a, a broadcast, so to speak. Alright. Right, so now it's going to take me all the way back. You can't do that. Shirley. I'm getting bloody close to the end, I think. Oh, shit, yeah. Oh, yeah, we've only got 20 minutes. I'm going to take it out in 20 minutes. 23 minutes, I reckon I'll take it out. Let's get past all this bullshit now. Yes. Oh, here we go. A bit of BlackRock.
Been exposed for investing $429 million into the Chinese military. The U.S. government has initiated a full-scale investigation, but probably they knew about BlackRock's business dealings before letting the public know about its investment in the last several months. 9 out of 10 Congress people that traded BlackRock stock were selling it. Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna sold $130,000 worth of this stock for months before the investigation. For more information, subscribe to our free newsletter.
Deep shit, guys. Deep shit.
How to raise your vibration. Your thoughts are electric, your emotions are magnetic. Every thought has an emotion attached to it. Your emotions are felt in the heart, and the heart is 5,000 times stronger magnetically than the brain. In order to raise your vibration, you need to think properly. You need to have positive thought patterns. This will then have an effect of positive emotions, of feeling positive. When you feel positive emotions, you are putting out an electromagnetic vibration into the ether. Not only this, you are actually positively charging all the cells in your body. Every thought, every emotion you feel is affecting your cells and your health. You could eat the most cleanest foods ever, but if you're feeling negative all the time, you will have poor health. Because disease only exists on low vibrations, it cannot physically live on a high vibration environment. So if you want to raise your vibration, you've got to master your mind. Master your mind, you will master your emotions. And never say anything negative, and never associate with negative talk, because you become that vibration. By doing this, you will naturally attract people who are on that similar vibration that you are vibrating on. Everyone in your life is a reflection of the vibration that you put out.
That's right.
How to raise your vibration.
True story. All right, let's take it out, stuff it. I'm getting very tired, actually. So, I really don't want to play too much more, to be honest with you. I'm getting very, very tired.
I want you to wake up.
Welcome to the world, baby boy.
Thanks for listening, all. Hope you got something out of it.
Starts as soon as you come out the womb. Pretty quick, we'll make you stupid with curriculums at school. And if the classroom doesn't do the trick, we'll make you watch the news. Pick your team, right or left, pick the red pill or the blue. You can vote, but even if you win, still everyone will lose. Don't forget to buy designer because Gucci makes you cool. We prioritize material belongings over truth. Get a job that you can't stand, so you can buy some cans of food. Go overseas and die for freedom. There's some oil we can use. Our democracy exists so that you think that you can choose. But our algorithms make you do what we want you to do. What's the problem? You're depressed, society.